to the teeth,
the number one
queer sound.
Met a woman from a foreign land. She held magic in her hand, and as she blew, five bubbles flew. Make a wish, she said, 'cause dreams come true. So I said, love and laughter, joy with pain, to never feel alone again. Safety in a world of war, to be with someone I adore, and conflict with a grain of salt, where it doesn't matter who's at fault. All of this and so much more made up the dreams I wish for. I'm living in a dream. I'm living in a dream.
Hello, world.
Hey, now.
If you hear our voices, you're listening to Queer to the T, the number one
queer sound,
promoting a community at large. I'm T.
And I'm D, the comedian.
And we are at our home base of Galais, located at 1207 Chestnut Street, right in the heart of Center City. So always, thank you, Galais.
Yes.
Love you.
Shout out.
Have you chosen my tagline yet? Because I think you should. It should be Galais, where the Latino queers come to play. They should do that.
Boom, boom, boom. Bye.
You mad. You mad or not?
Well, it should be Galais, where we're gay and Latino all day.
No, that's too much.
Bam.
That's too much. Oh, because you put a wink on it.
You got to put that wink
the
on
it. The lies you tell.
And you got to...
Your cheese comes in plastic. You're not trustworthy.
Don't do that. Don't put me out there, T.S. No, at least I got cheese in one. I brought the wine. I brought the wine.
You did not.
And these plastic glasses.
You right. They is plastic. I ain't breaking no glass up in here.
Right.
So we are, you can hear extra kicking and giggling behind us. We have guests in the house today, and they come all the way from T.U.
Temple University.
You know?
Westchester.
Wow. Vindigo.
Real quick.
I gotta represent though.
So okay. we're gonna go around the room and have them introduce themselves and tell a little bit why we're here.
Oh,
you know you're always first.
Okay. Wow. I am Dr. Tamika Williams Witherspoon. I like my nails.
I know, but the kind of nails.
I know, it's radio.
Did you say doctor?
Yes, I did.
That's right. Bow down to you. Yes, honey.
That would be God. Yes. No, I think I'm good.
She's working on that credential too, awesome. Trust.
I am. I teach a class called Poetry is Performance.
Yeah.
And we have some students from Poetry is Performance with us today. And we just wanted to come on, you know, share the space with you.
240.
240. Mm-hmm. Talk about our upcoming, I know it's hilarious, but you have to be part of the group to get it, man.
Right.
Our upcoming performance, December 8th, and perhaps share a little bit of poetry. So that's why I'm here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
You deferred. Well done.
I am Jamie Brooke. I am a student at Temple University. I'm a theater major and also a very spiritual person, finding my way in this crazy-ass world.
And spiritual. And ass. I love it. I love it. Theater. Ass. Spiritual. All together. I love it.
Three words.
I love it.
I love writing, and some days I find I don't always inspire myself. So, like, taking this class has been really helped to keep me motivated and keep me surprised by what I find and by what I write. So, I appreciate that. And I think I'm sharing a piece tonight. So
you are.
Oh, definitely yeah, sharing a piece tonight.
Why do you have your book open talking about I think I'm sharing? You don't be modest up in here.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Up in here. We queer to the tip.
Open to page of poem.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So my name is Julia. I am a senior at Temple.
Oh, you on your way out?
No, no, no. She has a victory lap, but that's okay.
I know that's right. I had one too.
I like it.
Super seniors. So, yes.
I like it that much that I'm just like, we're gonna keep running this race. We can see where it takes. But I'm only doing one lap because I have asthma, so
yeah.
Trying to prolong this journey.
And Dr. Cosby only needs you to do one more. Right. That's all. Okay.
I am a media studies and production major, so they're basically like TV. I went the TV route rather than radio, but they train us for it all. I do a lot of stuff at Temple, like too much stuff, so that's why next year I'm going to sit my behind down and
graduate.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello.
Comedian's only since I was a freshman, so she knows I've been here too long. So yeah, and I've been writing on and off since I was younger, but I have a lot of friends that are in Babbel, which Kamecha is the advisor for. And so they like told me, they're like, you have to take this class, you have to take this class. I was like, oh, fine, it's fine. I have all this time on my hands, I might as well. So, but like, I fell back in love with writing. Like, I write a lot of pieces that are personal, and I've actually this semester done a lot of like healing through like the work that Kamecha makes us do, because she makes us go deep. Like,
oh, amen.
It gets personal in class. Like, I feel like I know everybody so well. We've only been together for this amount of time. But, like, they know, like, everything about me just from, like, poetry, which is the cool thing about poetry to me. It's, like, you can put your life on paper and nobody can know you, but they can know everything about you, so.
I mean, you know, stop the flow of this news. But when did you start writing? Because your pages look like they from 1886. I don't know if you were with Phyllis Wheatley or, you're rolling with them. I don't know. Sojourner Truth helped you out.
So this journal was actually just for her class.
Okay.
But I like the vintage.
You should get an A. Yes. you want to put Colonial.
Well, I did on a midterm. Shout out to Mika.
The book is cool.
I like the feel. I like to be able to kind of like touch.
And she got moleskin money. That's what.
It's leather.
Hold me down. Good gracious.
That's why she doing that victory lap. Wow. I couldn't afford no moleskin. I had to composition.
She like, you showing me up, sis.
I know.
I'd like to know lines.
She has no lines. So I like, I need.
Oh, you wait a minute. So oh, please. I'm noticing that.
You know what?
Oh, that's cool.
I can't.
I like your book too.
They had none of that when I went to Temple. Like, my diamond dollars did not clear for any of these purses.
Then it's like, no, we don't have.
Well, hers is from the Wonder Years, and yours is from 12 Years of a Slave. That works. Or Beloved, whichever one.
The camera's in one of yours. All right, so a lot of people, if you've been listening, going on 4 years now, because we just celebrated an anniversary.
Woo-hoo! Yes, indeed.
You know, every time you hear my name and Kamecha's name, where it's going. Yeah. Because I'm a Kamecha stalker. I stalk Kamecha. I got her home number. I got her office number. I got her address. I know her children's and her children's children's. It goes deep.
And you know her dogs, too.
I don't know. We don't do
that.
Well,
I had to keep the dogs outside.
Okay. Right.
It's cool.
You said you stalkers. I don't know.
No, I mean, I have limitations. I have limitations.
They'll make sure you give them limitations.
That's okay, though. Like, you know, I'm going to say it on air, though, as proof, because I've been trying to get Kamecha to have a birthday dinner with me for the past 3 years.
Mercy.
I understand she's busy and all. I understand she got 19 plays, 3,000 books. Like, it's cool. It's cool. But everyone knows Kamecha is like my second mother. So anytime I share my spaces with her, I'm able to create new spaces because of her. So, you know, you gotta keep the fam. Gotta keep with the fam. So anytime I bring her on, and then I bring her new babies, and I always judge her new babies. You know,
truth.
I mean,
she closed the book on that one. She's like,
not the Colonial book.
Right.
Oh, no.
Right.
Open the back.
She's like, let me close my Quran.
Wow. So usually we do hot topics, but as I was talking to co-host D the Comedian off air, going through back our audio footage, man, this world leaves me tired. So I can't listen to no more of our struggles. So I decided that we're not going to do hot topics today. We're going to do table topics. Now, table topics is this game that I bought for too much money, but it's fantabulous. It's some guy invented it about conversation starters.
Okay.
So it's an array of questions and or things to do that have been shuffled.
Oh,
wait,
yay.
To do as in like parlor tricks or when you're pledging? What are we talking about?
I don't know. Pledging? Pledging sounds a little deep.
It does. That's why I'm asking.
I mean, you know, there's no pledging.
Okay.
There's no
pledging. All right. All right.
So we'll be.
It's but there are things, you know, just so that we, the listeners can get to know you a little bit personally before they get to know you before we go into second time. And then I have another thing that's planned for us because we're a small group today.
Is it strippers?
We told you. No more. After the last debacle, we can't have strippers.
I would be down for them. Yes.
I know how to pop there
you go. So I'm going to shuffle these again. And you're gonna go around and you're gonna pick your table topic. You're gonna read it aloud, and then answer the question and or do the thing.
Oh,
James,
wow!
There you go. There's your pile.
Do you have to take from the top?
You do whatever you want. You're a poet. Do whatever you want.
Left hand pick.
It's spiritual. She closed her eyes.
Right. Yeah. Dance the silliest dance you think you can think of on the table.
Here's my stripper answer. Come on.
Can I get some music though?
Wait, it's happening! Yay!
Yes! Where the dollars at? Where the dollars at? Where the dollars at? That's the dollars, baby. Hold on.
Photos, no worries. I didn't do the video because YouTube is real.
Right.
And I want you to get a job in TV.
I always admire radio though, because like with TV, you gotta get dressed up. Radio, like, I should be in my pajamas right now.
Yeah, man. People don't know. There have been days it happened.
I don't have no drawers.
Except,
and they can't see it.
I just want to go on record.
Your boyfriend, like, ill. His boyfriend, all of his own, like, ill. Not that one.
I just want to go on record and say that D is wearing drawers.
Oh, all right, well, whatever. Whatever she said.
And when I met with Representative Brian Sims, I was fully clothed. Right. I just wanted to be the record. You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
Okay. Say a lot.
Go ahead.
I'm nervous, man.
She turned it escalating quickly. Right. That's super serious.
I just kind of wish Kamika got that one, but you know.
So mine is, if your career was a drink, what would it be? A crown royal and ginger.
That's something.
Because I like to think of that drink, it produces a soft caramel color, and I like to think of myself as soft caramel.
Ooh.
Because some people call me yellow, so I'm like, no, I want to be different. Not every light skinned person is the color of the sun.
Mika, I think that's a homework assignment.
I think so.
Soft that's caramel?
No.
That question.
Oh, this.
I just ruined your life. I just ruined your life.
But like, you know, like the ginger is spicy. Like, right. You know, yes. Ginger ale is spicy when it goes down. It's not like, so me, like, I'm cool. I'm a good, I'm refreshing, but like,
That's a good analogy.
Like, and then the crown, you know, like classic, like my moleskin.
Here we go.
I've also been told I have like an old soul, like that this person inside of me should probably be in somebody's body like 5 to 6 years.
We can tell by your book.
So
looks like you have questions.
No, I'm just trying to figure out what crown is.
Crown Royale?
Dude, I don't
it
know.
Comes in this purple box, and then inside the box it comes in this magic genie. Like,
this is why you ain't graduated yet, man.
That's some North Philly stuff.
So, and then out comes this magical bottle.
I wish I had that one. Mine would have been mad.
But what
though.
Is it? Is it?
It's a liqueur.
It's a brown.
It's a liqueur.
Okay.
It's not for the faint of
heart. It comes in a really classy bottle.
And I like to think of sometimes.
What does it taste like?
All the alcoholics in the room now are listening.
I'm trying to put the taste back in my mouth.
Really?
Yeah. That'd be the closest, though.
Not as strong. Henny comes off so rough sometimes.
Yeah, like Henny will punch you in the neck.
Yes. Or up in here.
Right.
Yes.
But Crown Royale, you know, it'll just flick you a couple times.
Right.
So it goes down for
just like this.
Like this.
Like that.
Okay. A flick.
A flick. But by multiple in repetition, like gunshot flicks.
Oh, real quick. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like pop. You know what I mean?
Or pop.
Pop.
Bam.
Pop. Yeah.
All right. So I need to taste this. Does it taste like caramel?
No, that's why you gotta add the ginger.
I got the skin color, but I'm just, what's, you know, because mine is, if I had that.
If you had this question, which was?
If your career was a drink, what would it be?
Mine would be Grandma Yet.
Of course! Yay!
Word!
You're so classy, Krista. You're so classy.
I'm just, you know, I'm trying to figure out, is that close to Grandma?
You should get it and just, like, you know, sip on it. Like, yeah. I mean, it
comes in a really classy
bottle.
Yeah, but it's
just like the bottle.
I am a fan of classy things.
But it's kind of like, no, Henny is not bad though, but it's like, it's not the Taylor's Port of and brown anyway.
It's around that Grand Marnier. It's around that.
You have top shelf, like you have middle shelf, and you have bottle shelf. So you have, it's right in between the top and middle.
Right.
So it's not middle, but it's not.
It's not top.
It's on its way, and I feel like in a couple of years,
it's on its way.
Nah, you need more, not drinking it for it to be on its way, honey. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm going to bring it back.
You.
I'm going to buy
and your caramel friends.
Two victory laps is what you're saying.
No.
It is.
Get this victory lap, then listen. I'm not even a graduate. I told Jesus, okay, if I don't get out next year, I'm not doing it no more. So if you want me to have a degree, if it's ordained,
then
it needs to happen. But not
sometimes we have to just go and talk to Jesus.
I had to, because when I got the news, I was like, listen.
Oh, because that news comes like a thief in the night.
I'll give you one, and that's it. But after that, I got to go.
I got you.
Pass that stack over to Mama Mika.
Okay.
Damn.
Lord have mercy.
I know you got the dance on the table.
If your love life was a road sign, what would it be?
Great for your teacher. Great for your teacher.
Like, she talks a lot about her life, so that's why I was like.
She got 7 books on her life alone. Road home.
We've had to read them.
Pride carries.
Oh, boy.
If your love life was a road sign.
Love life was a road sign. What would it be?
Heel. So not necessarily like stop.
Why
like,
is that?
On the slope.
Yeah, because as you get older, people think you should want to stop, but you don't really stop. You just slow down a little bit.
I like that.
I'm still young. I'm still going kind of fast.
Can you get her? Maybe. She came to you on the low.
I know.
I'm saying like that, but I don't know. She's also Grandma Ye. I'm not on that low.
That's true.
So
that's what tenure gets you.
Right, aspire. She's a doctor.
What was your favorite car of the past 3 decades?
Wow.
I'm 3 decades. That's funny. I know that it's a 50s car. Mm-hmm. It's it actually was the car in the movie Rain Man that his father, Tom Cruise's father, gave him. It was a drop top Buick. It was a Buick. It was white, and that's the car that I've always wanted. So I really, really love that car.
Wow.
Yeah, I love older cars. Mm-hmm. That's why I always wanted to go to Cuba because they have a lot of. They have inherited our cars from back in the 50s and all that. So yeah,
that's nice.
It's a Buick. It's like I think it's like 1957, but I don't know exactly what brand Buick. But it's in the movie Rain Man. It's a beautiful car.
Specific.
Yeah. So I love older cars, and I love cars that you can take and fix up that are used and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The many layers of Be the Comedian.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Y'all was going to think I was going to say Nova. Something in a Dr. Dre
so we don't get the card back.
Oh,
we all don't want the card back.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Just put it away.
Yours?
I don't know.
All right.
Come on, Pinky.
Read the last text message from your partner out loud.
I'm so glad I didn't get that one.
Now I came to the right show. Yes. We got poetry concepts going there.
Devil is alive.
I'm really glad I didn't get that one. I'm just thinking.
That's all right.
Okay.
Okay.
When you get home, I have something waiting for you.
Oh. Yes.
Strap on.
You know what? Round 2.
All right.
We're gonna let that
like
sit.
That
just move on.
We're just gonna.
Okay.
It's my show. We're just gonna keep going.
Let's call. Find out what.
Mm.
Read the last text message from your parents out loud.
Ooh.
Okay, sure.
I love Jamie. She, I think
you picked two. Up two.
Oh, I did? Okay.
Well, you only read. Nope, you read the top one.
Oh, no, you can't handle money.
That's correct. My moms would be like, no, bitch.
No. Your mom would say, no, bitch, no.
Yeah, she'd be like, no.
The struggle okay. of him. Okay, good. BTW, it's Seg. At Graham's now. We'll call you girls later about tuition. Dave, did you try to sign up for classes yet? Thanks, guys.
Your parents use the word BT dubs.
Yes. At least they know their acronyms.
Oh, you have to know that Jamie is a twin, so it's for both guys.
Oh, okay. Cool.
You're twice.
Yes. That's cool.
That's well so. Done.
I always wonder if your sister's like some like very different like hip.
So what is she?
What is she?
No, but like she's very like
that's kind of messed up.
No.
I want to answer that.
No, like you know, like Jamie, if you know her, she's very down to earth. Like very, I wonder if her sister's just like the flip opposite. Like I don't do anything spiritual. I just want to party.
She's more in that sense. I think she's more outgoing. Like going to, she's more in the party scenes. I love to dance, but I'll be the one on the side.
Yes,
I'll be like in the back dancing. But Carly likes to be. Like she'll go in the middle of it, but I like to observe for first before I participate.
Gotcha.
And like even in this like scenario, like you know, I'm a little more observing right now. But all right, I have a comment. You said no drawers. I'm not wearing a bra.
That's so. What's up. That's what's up. You want to have sex with me or something? Like, what is that? I don't know where that went, but all right. I don't know if you were secretly thinking about me. That's good.
I just wanted to say nice. That.
Yeah, she's like, and to go back to previous
she's
point.
She's coming out now.
Yes, I am.
I don't know. Oh, I don't mind.
We are.
You're cool.
Yeah.
I like you.
That got room.
Yes.
Oh, good steak.
Oh, dear.
Juicy, like a steak.
How often do you think about sex?
Well, come on. Come on.
Don't look at him!
Come on,
please. Your question.
Come on, please.
Well, because I'm dating this man.
Don't look at him. You're supposed to answer
it
question.
Has become more on my mind than usual. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're in a relationship.
Like, yes, dear Anne.
You're supposed to have sex. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I used to be a little more laid back, but now I feel like I've got my own groove. Maybe, okay. You know, sometimes I may, like, be like, I want it. But then sometimes I want it. But then sometimes
keep
like,
in mind, listeners, she used cash.
Yeah, I want it.
I want it.
Yeah.
I want it.
Sometimes
I'm like,
yeah.
Please don't touch me. I want to go to bed. Don't touch me. I want to sleep on the floor. Like, I'm just over it. So, I don't know. Like, I mean, probably, like, maybe, like, 5 to 7 days out of the week.
All right. And that's so, yeah. Every day.
That
means every day.
7 days.
So, pass it along.
It's
good odds for you, sir.
All right.
90% of the time.
That's why he ain't saying nothing. He's tired. He's tired. That's why he ain't saying nothing. He's tired.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's him. It's him, though. You asked him that question.
Well, we know he's into sex. Look at his shirt. All right.
What's the shirt say?
It says, fuck statistics.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And because we have not reached our fuck quota for the year, I'm allowed to. We good.
Okay.
What's your favorite summer ritual with your family?
Oh,
I like that.
So cool. Beautiful.
You wish you had that one.
First it's like, no panties, sex. What's your family like?
Right.
Because I was going to say that that's not one of my favorite rituals. No bra and no panties.
Oh, no.
But that's not a bad ritual.
But not with my family.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Right. Location.
Right.
Absolutely. My man friend and I we have a beach that we really like to go to. And the fam goes, and you can park on the beach, and you can cook on the beach, and so we go and park and cook and fish and hang out in the water, and it's just lots and lots of fun. So that's probably my all-time favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to do Atlantic City every summer, too. I mean, because it's Atlantic City.
The city.
Right. Yeah.
Atlantic City.
We're right here, man.
That's so,
what's
up. Yeah. I think okay. She was happy that she got those.
Because I like going to beach.
It's the state park in New Jersey. It's Long Beach. What is it called? Island Beach State Park.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you can, you drive out there and it's a peninsula. Mm-hmm. And so you can pick how far down the peninsula you want to go. And each one is different.
Okay.
And it's just really, really nice.
Cool.
It's beautiful. Yeah. I think it's like $5 a car if during the weekdays and $10 on the weekends. But
that's not bad at all.
And they'll let you cook out and everything.
We take barbecue grills and shrimp and lobster and chicken wings and just
that's that university
get
money.
Throwed on, you know.
She said get thrown.
Oh yeah, lots of rum. But yeah.
Grand Marnier, yes. And scripts. You got it. Yin and yang, Grand Marnier and scripts.
Yeah,
that's probably when she writes her best work.
Ain't hallelujah, and I know that's when she created my papers. Nothing but Marnier.
Oh, you had her too.
Marnier and God.
Cool. Marnier and God.
That's it. Here we go.
Go get another glass. Okay.
What's your treasured family's recipe? I would have to say my great grandmother's dream cake.
Oh, it sounds good.
Yeah.
Dream cake,
and. It's basically you're gonna dream about the recipe because I ain't telling you. No, but it's like a, it has rum in it. It's kind
it's like
of
a whole
like
cake.
A rum cake. What's that?
A whole cake.
What's that? Ooh, my grandma.
Wow.
Don't do that. It's like
old school. When you're from the South, it's called a whole cake because they didn't have all these like cake trays and stuff like.
Oh,
out.
The whole yeah.
The whole
yes.
It's short for
your
the whole
right.
cake, but it's called a whole cake. Because you take like a pot that you would boil potatoes
and that's
in,
actually
and you
how
make
it started out.
The cake is called
right.
a whole cake,
right.
and it's just like a big ass pound cake,
mm-hmm.
but in a potato pot.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But she's right though because she did start off making it in a pot.
Yeah,
you're
whole cake.
Absolutely right. But yeah, my grandma's not a hoe, but you know what I'm saying. No, but yeah,
but she
do
the cake.
Right.
Cake.
So it's like a really moist cake, and
what's in it?
It well.
Besides the rum.
Rum, and you have the, what is it, the Dream Whip? Dream Whip is what she used. Duncan Hines, she used that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But then she put her own secret recipe and stuff.
Okay.
But it's really good. It's very, very, very moist and
mm-hmm.
rich. So, that's the recipe. Shout out to Grandma.
Gramps.
Right.
Okay.
Right, yes.
It's our last one. I don't know.
Right, let's go.
Get it.
Let's go.
Dance on the table.
Yeah.
The world is ill prepared. What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever witnessed?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, since Temple is here, I think the only befitting thing to do would be tell about a trial and tribulations when I was a young whippersnapper at Temple. I was an RA for an elongated period of time. You know, out of state, student loans, life is real. Had to do what I got to do. And I was an RA in a building that had a lot of students of privilege. And they would have to make me go on hospital runs for a myriad of things. The most challenging one was a young lady who was with her young man friend, and they were experimenting in the throes of what you young people do. And she somehow got grapes affixed in a certain orifice of her general area and could not retrieve them due to the amount of grapes that were
the amount. Yes.
Jeez. It was not a
wow.
So we had to go on a hospital run and I had to sit there as she was getting plucked.
Are
you kidding me?
Did
they get
divine. Yeah, and
divine.
What do you call that? I don't even know. I just told her in the future to use peaches from the can because of the juice.
Oh my god!
I don't know.
Good advice.
Wait, I'm
good
sorry.
Advice.
So she basically bought a bag of grapes from Fresh Over and just stuck them up there and then couldn't get them back down.
Well, it was the man's job to get them out.
To eat them out, but he couldn't get to them.
My friend has been in there. Well.
She got them stuck or she had to go get it?
Well, she got them stuck in her butt, I think. What was it again? What was it?
Telling her story on the radio. Shame on you. Okay.
So that was the most embarrassing. It was embarrassing
I'm
for me,
say, you know,
but
right?
embarrassing for this individual because for all intents and purposes, I'm still a stranger and I got to be very intimate with her intimates.
So you were inside the room when they were plucking?
Yeah, because we are the, until their parents come, we are first on the scene.
Yeah.
And we have to document everything. Wow. That's the stuff Temple don't tell you when they say, yeah, room and board.
room and board and grapes in your vagina.
Yeah, right. So that, and I'm just like, yeah, well, here you go. Defining moments of. And I just want, if you want to do that, ladies and gentle people, I mean, you have a grape limit. I'm just saying, have a grape limit.
Grape limit.
So when you buy it in the package, you shouldn't put the package, you know, the cavity.
All the way up there.
It's the cavity's yeah. only but so big. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
it holds a baby.
I hear
that. Well, the baby's ready.
I respect you. I respect that as someone who like pushes them out into the world.
That's right. Man.
But I'm just saying, I don't want you to have a vineyard in your.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, unless you're stopping your grapes for wine, then it could be a little problematic.
So that was
amazing. But he could have done that.
But if you get moist down there, you something's going to grow.
Because, well, no. It would have eventually sort of.
It would have oozed on out eventually. But it would not have been pleasant.
The other stuff is,
did they get them all out?
Yeah.
We hope so.
It was, I mean,
we
that, it went from
to
being.
This day she may have
yeah.
a graveyard,
yeah.
But we don't know.
It went from, like, trying to be sexy to surgical real quick. I mean, like, really? I was like, oh, that's how you were supposed to remove them. And that didn't happen in a sexual fashion. But it's fine. I mean, whatever.
But that wasn't your most embarrassing.
No, it says thing I've witnessed.
Ah. Okay.
Badoom chink. Yahtzee.
You're trying to get out of it.
No,
right. It's your show.
It said it on the card.
Okay.
I'm just Yahtzee. And on that note, we're going to take a break and we're going to be right back. For our halftime listeners, you're listening to
Queer to the T,
the number one
queer sound,
promoting a community at large. You can find us on Twitter at Queer to the T. You can find us on Facebook at Queer to the T. You can listen to past episodes at queertothet.blogspot.com.
Yes.
You can listen to past episodes of Out and About, Queer to the T, and Purely Proud on Queer to the T.
Ah! You got it.
Going to take that back.
She's been drinking.
Yep.
Rewind.
Can't lie there. You can listen to past episodes of Queer to the T, Out and About, and Purely Proud at prradioonline.blogspot.com. I was almost there.
You did good.
I did not. But it's okay. So we have poets in the room, and it's not often that we have poets in the room. They're like a treasure. It's like once in a blue moon. We are going to do a mini shop, which I explained off air. Mini shop is like a workshop, but small. And quick. So, what I have in this bag?
Do you look so excited?
No, it's poetry. A lot of people may or may not remember. I'm also an amateur puppeteer. What? I know, random shit black people do.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag. I am an amateur puppeteer, and one of my favorite styles of puppetry is found puppetry. So it's where you find these random objects and you create puppets. I don't like to call them puppets. I like to call them voices. You know what I mean? Because like, even when you write a poem, you're like, oh, it's not a poem. It's like someone is speaking to you, right? So it's kind of like, you know, this cup could be a puppet and make it do awesome things. And what I found really amazing is that there's also a lesson called found poetry. And what you do is you collect different either essays or poems or whatever, and you cut them into strips, you put them in the bag, and you shake it all up, and you create a new work. So what we're going to do is some found poetry before the poets, you know, get to poet in their own stuff, right?
Okay.
So the works that we're working with is Dark Phrases from Itezhaki Shange's For Colored Girls Who Considered Suicide and Rainbow Is Enough.
Yes, awesome.
Edgar Allan Poe, The Raven.
One of the favorites.
Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken.
One of my favorites.
Nikki Giovanni, Luxury. Youth Poet Laureate from New York City of this year, Ramya, her piece is really great. It's titled It's Not Your Fault. We are also working with T.S. Eliot, The Burial of the Dead, and W.E. Du Bois, The Souls of Black Folk.
Yes.
So all of those lines from each of those people I've mentioned is in this bag. And they are on so many spectrums. So it's going to be interesting. So I would like for us to create an 8-line poem.
Okay.
each every one of us. So you pull eight lines and you create. Everyone pulls eight lines.
Sweet.
And create a poem. Are you ready?
Let's go.
You hear the bag? That's bag rustling. Creativity and shit's finna happen. Okay. Here we go. Pull your eight lines. We got a doctor in the house, so it's about to be magical.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Ooh, nice.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to pull like 2 and then 12. See, I told you.
You want to play silent one?
Got 4.
I don't know. Count it. 4, 5, you ready, G? 7.
No, I need one more.
You need one more? Okay. Got it? You need one more, Kamika? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they are, while they are thinking, I will be commentating because I guess that will be my job.
That's your job.
That's my job. They are thinking. Look at the brains.
Okay, that one's blank.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I love how we all were like, you're wrong. In tandem. So they are working with eight lines and I'm snapping photos.
You like holding the thing.
I think it's because they've been in the bag. Silence. This is going to be fun to edit.
Can I look up a word? I don't know.
Sure.
Google it.
Google. See, they didn't have
right.
Google back in the day. My mom bought this huge dictionary that was also a thesaurus. It was too much. It was like $100. And it had like divots in
there. Who loves thesaurus, honey?
The way she talked about it is
you bring that to the club, honey.
A thesaurus to the
club. That's your big
words. You just read those
girl.
Rainbows when you up in that club and that thesaurus.
I know. I find like libraries are like attractive. I'd rather meet someone at the library or a bookstore before I meet them at a club.
Make sure one has sex near the card catalog. Remember that? The old ass card catalog.
Dewey Decimal is a turn.
Remember that?
I think she's upset you exposed her.
You finished already?
Yeah, my sentences were kind of short, and I think I probably grabbed some from the same poem, so.
Oh, so you was cheating. That's okay.
I didn't cheat. You saw what I did. But then again, I could also just have rubbish. It's a creative process. I just like to let it happen, you know, just put it out there.
Let it take its wings.
Yeah. This could be a masterpiece.
I love it. I can't wait for their thoughts to all read it out loud. I love Didi Comedian's got like a system.
Yeah.
It's like the poetry is around the wine glass.
Indeed.
It's kind of fun because it helps you. I enjoy this exercise mainly because it helps you look at words instead of as language, as object.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's really an awesome process. And it helps you with editing, which I used to have a problem with until I met Kamika. And then
she makes you look at writing completely differently.
Right.
Just like everything you knew about poetry, just throw it out
the window.
Because it's like, you're going to learn today.
Mm-hmm. But this exercise helped me fine tune the things that were still a little bit rough after mm-hmm. taking Kamika's class. And I took it twice.
Keep telling people that.
Because Kamika, you know it's true though.
Yes.
But she
is.
Took the same class twice.
Yes, I did.
Was it with purpose? Or
I did not do so well the first time.
See, you gotta read that syllabus. Because let me tell you what Kamika won't do is repeat herself. And so she believes that her first telling of it is in the syllabus. So, yeah. I learned that when I took her race on the stage class. It was an amazing class. I passed it, though, because you gotta make her cry. You just
That's
gotta
true.
Tell her about the horrible things that have happened in your life.
Every day is a microaggression.
Yeah.
And I learned that was like a real word.
I
like
brag on her
girl.
All the time, though. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I know.
She's just the whole, you know, people are like, oh, I'm the SHIT in the air. And like, she's the whole bathroom. Just the whole, with
I
the door.
I can't concentrate. Oh. Guys, come on.
She wants us to be quiet on the radio.
You know I'm getting old.
People are listening so probably like, oh.
See this? Yeah, I know the process. You are mad. I'm now. I have questions about your poem because they're not done, and you are. You were done.
Well,
first.
I kind of just like I told you. I just let it whatever just comes. That's how I write as well too. Like I let whatever just comes just flow out, and then I re-edit once I have an instruction. So I changed it around a couple times. So like mm-hmm. I'm not one to really like analyze myself, because I feel like whatever you're saying, whatever you're speaking, it's true mm-hmm. to you, and that's all that matters, because you are the author. So whatever you put out on paper, that's what was meant to be there, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't have thought of it. Now, of course, there's editing and revising. Like, I may have spelled a word wrong, or I realized maybe I meant to say this here, but, like, mm-hmm. in terms of, like, context, like, whatever you meant to say, it's out there. You probably just have to go back and, like, fine-tune it.
So we got two, three...
After her speech, I'm ready.
I can sound so prolific sometimes, ready. And then sometimes I wake up and I'm like, and I just want to lay in bed.
I used to have what I used to call my fat bowl. Like, did you know, like, you have cereal? You have the little, like, you know.
Fun story. I wrote my entrance exam to Tulsa University, and it got me a scholarship about how to make a perfect bowl of cereal.
How does one make its box?
Well, I don't want to interrupt you.
Go ahead. Tell me.
So, basically, like, there's several elements to a perfect bowl of cereal. Uh-huh. One being, most critically, the bowl. It cannot be too small, because you cannot satisfy the actual appetite.
Yeah.
It can't be too big that you're going to overwhelm yourself and waste. We don't waste food. That's number one. Especially cereal. Then it's the quality of the cereal. There's different types of cereals for different days. Like, if you're in a really fun mood, I suggest a Captain Crunch, a Fruity Pebbles, Lucky Charms, something on that side. If you're going for a serious, Frosted Flakes, Cheerios with no sugar. Like, if you have a big day, I want to overload yourself on some colorful food and get stuff in your teeth. Like, you want to go there. And then it's like the spoon. You have to have the appropriate spoon for your mouth, because mm-hmm. You want to be able to take it all in, but you don't want to because if your spoon is too big for your mouth, you're going to want to put it all in your mouth, but you're not going to really enjoy it. It's going to be a fight.
She closed her eyes. Yeah. Oh, my God. You're in the zone, aren't you?
The other thing is, like, you have to find
cereal. Perfect cereal.
Yeah, you have to find milk that matches your cereal. Like, some milks are for lighter cereals. Like, you want to go skim or low-fat with Frosted Flakes. Those can get soggy.
Soy coconut.
Yeah, but like if you're going for the Fruit Loops, pile on the whole milk, the 2%, let it get thick. And then, like, finally, because, you know, like, environment for that bowl. Each bowl, however you create it, has an environment. So there are Saturday-type bowls, which are your more festive, laid-back, larger bowl. I have more time. And then you have your Monday morning bowl.
Where did you get your weed from? I do too.
I get my albuterol from CVS though.
That got real scientific.
It's just very deep. That's all.
It's so many situations, and I created a couple of situations. Like, I'm a Saturday cartoon person, so I like to have the medium sized bowl with a very large spoon. I like to do 2%
milk. That's childlike. Yep.
It is. 2% milk, and I like Captain Crunch. Crunch berries, not the regular
ones. Berries are the bomb.
Okay.
I really feel like I want to honor my cereal.
You should. Don't disrespect your cereal by not getting it appropriate.
You need the soup spoon.
And then he has a cereal bowl. It's not a real bowl. It's actually like a mixing bowl, but that's what he's comfortable with. Everyone has their own level. My mom, she's more of the traditional right here with it. I just need enough to get me started, because I'm going to eat later. Me, if I leave the house, that's it. So I got to get my fill right here, right now. Mm. It's about where you are in your life.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the thesis.
That was excellent.
Of cereal.
Yeah.
Cereal
one.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And now pass the poem.
And Captain.
So since you were first, you get to go first.
That's awkward. Now I'm going to look like nasty. They'd be like, well, she should have stopped talking about cereal and put it on. Okay.
That's funny.
All right, so I'll just read it. Boy crying. Out of this stony rubbish, son of man, childhood taught you that males don't water from face. You cannot say or guess, for no, only you. Between me and the other world, there is ever an unasked question, unasked by authorities taking over. A new world order happens. Live luxuriously in New York. You don't do drugs.
Mm-hmm. All of that was 8 lines?
From 4 different pieces.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at God.
Yeah, that was really
different cool. kinds of pieces.
I know, indeed. Go ahead.
Okay. You live in East Village. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. "'You gave me hyacinths first a year ago. "'Make your blood boil? "'At these I smile, or am interested, "'or reduce the boiling to a little boy taps knock-knock. "'Keep ears deaf. "'The nth degree might perhaps be simmer, "'as the ocean, as the occasion may require. "'To the real question, how does it feel to be a... "'It is not your problem.'"
I like that. Jamie's just a problem. Every time she speaks in class, like, I catch my life.
You catch it?
In my hand.
In your hand?
She speaks, and I'm like, ooh, girl, thank you.
I like that. It's my turn.
you just recorded it.
You have to see it from this angle. It's pretty good.
It got so real, so quick.
Bringing the spiritualness over my brain. And my serial mood.
Yes, Tina.
Some through feelings of delicacy by others, because they were breathing in the middle of their poem, so that's just what you taught them. Some through feelings of delicacy by others through the difficulty of rightly, you already ate. Over many acquaint and, wait a minute. Over many a quaint and... Oh, I breathed again. Okay. My lines are moving me. Over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, man in my town, breathe. Or I fought at Mechanicsville, or do not these southern outrages, boy curled like locks on scalp. Breathe. You cannot say or guess... For you only know, only, it is not your problem. You are the poem.
Ooh,
nice.
Breathe.
That was so good. I like to breathe.
And the doctor is here.
Yeah.
She got to break. The glasses are.
Every time we put her glass on, she's about to say hot fire. Like, chestnuts roasting. Like, she's about to go off. I'm about to catch my life. Just don't be here.
Yes, Osiris, intercede. Can you see me? Let's go.
You live in tundra, laying open-ended, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. But you help me. What are the roots that clutch what branches grow, politicians baking laws like crack? Only this, and nothing more. You only have sisters.
Can you hear her?
Yeah.
Damn.
She's so prolific. Nice.
She got the glasses on. The doctor's here. The doctor is here. So did y'all
Where's
like
yours?
That?
Where's yours?
I had to commentate because it was dead air. That's my job. Yeah.
Okay, so while we'll commentate, you do yours. Go ahead.
Y'all got to poetize.
Go ahead.
I'm not using yours. Your
you
line.
Should give her ours and then make her
create ours.
There you go.
You flipping stuff on my network, though?
I'm sorry.
You know what? Because I'm a grown woman.
What?
I'm up to the challenge.
You are up to the challenge. Pick eight.
Oh, you hear that?
Teacher.
Rustling.
Audience members. She is
shuffle.
What? Eight, right?
One, two, three, four, five.
Breathe.
6, 7.
Did you say breathe?
Breathe.
It's the way she was saying it. She was like,
breathe. Because D the comedian is a folio.
Yes. That's Italian for D.
You're right. Okay.
So y'all should be figuring out which poems you're in.
We are. Okay. Which one is this? All right.
The lies you tell.
Okay.
If I got a repeat line.
That's your favorite line, lies you tell. You say that all the time.
I'm a Tay Martian.
That's almost like Cool Beans, but
warm rice.
Yo, when you taught me about Cool Beans.
Mm-hmm. Did she give you warm rice, though?
I'm sorry. I eat everything Kamika makes. I've eaten everything. Everything.
Yeah.
Them all.
You become a
kamikite.
It's a kamocracy.
Oh, it is a kamocracy.
You a
kamikite.
I'm a kamocracy. It is a kamocracy.
You may not understand it, but you'll follow it blindly.
Follow.
Wow. So they are picking their poems as I'm trying to put a poem together.
She's coming and bringing the music down.
I was like, at first I heard something different, but I'm gonna let that rock because I was like, Jamie is da 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 da.
No, she's in her zone.
Oh wait, just wait.
I'm telling
you,
we have a really good group this year.
We the best.
Well, every year I have the best. Every year. It's like, you know, parents.
They don't
let
any
one child there.
I read his poem and he just said the one he just knocked out the box.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, I was very proud of him. Casey,
was,
if you're listening,
we
love
you.
You.
And you did so
Casey
good.
Casey, shout out.
I was so proud of him. So the final show is going to be really great. So, I don't know, your audience members are like all over the world.
Yes, ma'am.
New Zealand, Africa.
Legit all over.
Greece, Poland. I mean, geez, it's mind-boggling where everyone is. But if they're in the state and near the tri-state area, we did just want to mention again that our final show is December 8th. And then the 8th, which is a Monday, so all theater is dark, so you have no excuse. Come on out to Randall Theater. We've got an 8 o'clock show. And we're at 1301 Norris Street on Temple University's campus in Tomlinson Hall. And it's going to be a blast, man. Every year I have so much fun with these young people.
But listen, you know how our class is. It's a commercial. You got to go. I don't know why. I thought it was further back in December.
They wanted to push us back to that second week, but most people try to go home early. And
they sure do.
That's one of the reasons why I was trying so desperately to get it in the first week.
I'm glad she did, because now I may be able to be in town and go.
Yay!
Oh, cool beans. Cool beans. Because,
you know, when I'm in town, Mama Mika knows that when I'm in town.
You always show up. Sometimes you've taken the train down. Sometimes you've jumped on
that mega bus. Because one time, you know, I was in my own little world. You know, life was being life. And I almost forgot that, you know, she was like poeting and stuff and doing teacher things. So I looked on Facebook like early in the morning, like trying to erase myself from the world. And it was like, well, this performance today at 3 o'clock. And I was like, shut up. Where have I been? She's still poetry and performances. I literally gathered up my last $13, got on the megabus and made it just in time for the show.
Yes, in the nick of time before the curtain went up.
And that right there
is love.
I'm just, not just because, like, oh, you know how some people say, oh, I'll do that because I love you or whatever, whatever. Kamika, this class, this is just my soapbox moment that I'm going to get off of it.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
This class is more than just poetry. It's more than just words. It's more than just language. I learned a lot about life and love and, you know, just like the living and taking ownership of your space in the world from this class. You know, from, like, things that I hate, like Cinquain. But there's so many life lessons, and like, I hate Cinquain because I hate a certain brand of people. Mm-hmm. And that's what Cinquain remind me of. Mm-hmm. Like those who live in adjective. I can't and I won't. I can't deficient. And I just like, but I've learned so much and I've grown so much. I took the class twice. One, because I was a douche face the first time I took the class.
Can I take it seriously?
And it's not that I didn't think that poetry wasn't serious. I'm just like, dude, like, you get credits for this? Like, okay. It's like taking basket weaving. That's what I thought. Mm. I was mistaken.
Basket weaving is so much easier.
and it reflected in my grade, because Kamika puts her whole life in this class.
Good God.
Do you know what I mean? Like, she has children.
I do have babies all over the world.
You know what I mean? And if we're not giving the same love that she's putting into it, then we're just wasting everyone's time. And some people do it, yeah, you know, like it's a class requirement or whatever, but some people do it and they make a career out of it because she's poured her blood, sweat, and tears in this class. You know what I mean? And I tell people all the time, every time I do a book opening or whatever, I'm like, I have 6 books because of this woman right here. I teach poetry because of this woman right here. I didn't think that was something that you could do or something that people take seriously. I went to Prague because this woman groomed me right here. And I spoke on behalf of the United States. because of this woman right here. Like, it's mind-boggling the stuff that she pulls you out of. And the thing I still can't write to this day is the mirror poems. I'm not sure if you got there yet.
Oh, yeah, we got those.
Oh, my God. She made, because we said we hated mirror poems, she made us write a mirror poem every week.
Not every week.
Well, because when we learned in the class, don't tell her what we hate, because then it becomes a thing that we have to do. Okay. But
I'm just looking at my mirror poem now. The first one, I was real superficial.
Right.
And then the second one, she like made me, she was like, God.
And she'll tell you, like, she's like, and you think that's okay because why? Like, and she's like, and you can go deeper. And that's all she'll say then. Go deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper. And you're like, how deep do I have to go? God, you're right in there. Like, and it's, this woman is a godsend. She's not just a professor. She is a godsend. She's a second mother to most. Aww. And a first mother to some. So, yeah, that's why whenever I have a space for her, she's here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, she called me by my name. Jesus is real.
I'm trying to get there.
I
know.
And I love it. I love making you happy. Okay, so here, this is what we call the wine poem.
Okay.
Yeah, you poured it at.
Okay, here we go. Over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, some through feelings of delicacy, by others through the difficulty of rightly, authorities taking over and new world order happens, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door, or a man in my town, or I fought at Mechanicville, or do these southern outrages, only this, and nothing more. You are the poem. Okay. That's what I got. Okay. I was like, all of these are grammatically not well, but you know what? We're going to make it work. And I always like doing that because it helps me look, and like I said before, it just helps me look at language as object and like just cut and paste it. And it helps me with editing because I get so married to a line that may not even make sense to the general public. And I feel like, why am I so attached to this? So this assignment has helped me, even when I write words down, I just look at them like, you know what? It's not even mine anymore. It is scrap metal that I have to make something else. And I slice them Jones up and I make something else. But this helps.
Yeah.
So yay. Cool. So now that I have a full wine glass, are y'all ready?
Yes.
Wait, no, you keep deferring. Because she's about to like, she's about to go off. Like, I have heard the scene, she's about to go off. I'm getting emotional, please, because she's really wild.
Oh gosh.
I just want to hear it again. So of course you have a title for this poem, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
This is my period piece.
Ooh, she moved that chair.
I thought you were gonna dance again. I was ready.
No. Okay. Bed faces doorway wrapped by four cream bedposts. It's dark with only the hallway light to shine some truth. And that gets shut away. Door closes, heavy and with a slight ache. Total darkness now. Climb into bed, sleep it away. Wake up the next morning, another school day. Normal routine, first to pee. Impulsively look to see what's been produced. Another ordinary but doubts of its normalcy. Toilet tissue reveals red, dark and light mixed together. Droplets swirl on the surface below. Oh shit, is first thought. What to do now? Tell Mom, that's who I've got. She's still in bed. Wake her up with, Mom, I think I've had my period. Groggy and missed words pass for breath, and I tell her again, Mom, can you hear me? I think I've had my period. There she goes, moving on her own, about to ready the day herself. Follows me into the bathroom, a start to the new. She smiles, lights in delight with something like, welcome to womanhood. All right. Something tells me not to smile, to keep a straight face. Don't follow her excitement. This is an end to the old days. Just a few hours before was a different thing. My 14th year, and this is what life brings. Red stains and stomach aches, sensitive vagina and heavy feelings. Put a tampon in? No fucking way, not on my first day. Scratch that, I'm doing them never. Pat it is, and as I leave the pale bathroom and enter my space, a troubling reality hit. It's a new feeling, and I can't shake it. Get dressed, catch bus, morning feels drained. Sitting, leaning, weight falls forward, head presses into a dark green seat, pulses, throbs, and pounding. Something new is happening. Breath and heart are dragged away from their usual places, leave the confines of my ribcage, and sink deeper into the pits of my stomach. Head, you woozy bastard, you're losing me.
finally reached the school, and we're expected to sit there for 15 minutes. Can't make it past 4. Stand feebly and head straight for the driver. I need to get off. I think I'm gonna faint. My cousin Chris is called up, and she helps me down the steps with struggling legs. It is the heaviness I can't escape. All of me fumbles on her, and we face each step forward together. She's speaking to me, but I am lost in understanding, labored, breathing. What is meaning? A swarm appears, buzzing in my brain. Black joins the fuzz, first around the edges of my eyes, then closer still as they close in on my line of sight. Mr. Price is on the other side of those much too heavy doors. Backpack is still on. How? Clinging to right shoulder, slips down my arm and past my fingertips. Weak lips numb over trembling knees, which give out under me as bursting breaths try to reach the ears of this teacher. I'm gonna faint. I'm gonna faint. I'm gonna faint. Called forward by Yellow, reaching in slow-mo for his shirt and falling to the floor. Wake up having lost my dragon skin. Am I dreaming? Is the first question to hit. Turn slowly from the left to right side and met with gawking eyes as students pass by. Carly is there to comfort me, standing a short distance away, watching too as everyone stares at the lone figure on the gray-tiled floor. A wheelchair arrives, and I'm lifted up, flushed cheeks, watching as they coddle me. Questions come, but I don't remember them. Something like, are you okay, maybe? You're asking me if I'm okay. Is it cool to tell you I'm not? When later on I asked my mother how long this feeling lasts, this aching that burrows in my muscles and drains blood from my head so that I collapse in a wet towel and naked body on the bed, she says between 4 to 6 hours? She catches me with days. What the fuck? How is it possible to survive these crippling pains? We do as all women must. We endure. Welcome to womanhood, Jamie. Welcome to the first stages of a woman's suffering.
That ring was right on time. Wow.
Hello.
I'm sipping this. This looks like her poem.
I have never heard it explained like that.
It was interesting, was like, awesome. The boys in our class, after she read that, every boy was like, I'm so sorry.
Mine came like a thief in the night, so I didn't have any of, no. And it's for 7 days, so I don't get none of that thing, so, because it takes, and that's the thing, too, people understand, when your period is longer, you don't have cramps.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
your body is not, it's not being forced to come out.
I have a long one and my cramps are bad. I have
your body
to
does not like it.
It doesn't. I mean, I'm highly medicated. People know.
Right.
And I'm so moody. I'm so moody. And I'm like, I'm not even there. Because I'm on the drugs and then my body's like, it's like a pack of Wolverines is trying to leave my body.
That's brutal.
So usually when you have really bad cramps, it means that, you know, you might have some scar tissue development that can havoc with your womb.
Mm.
But it passes after a while. You don't get them as bad as you get older.
Never.
Yeah. Both?
Yeah.
I don't really get them
that. I was like, yeah, amen, you did that.
Well, I take hormone shots, so that's why I don't really get them.
You were warned about the comedian.
He's like, what? Oh, God.
He's like, I'm never leaving the house.
It's like, babe, don't turn
that was,
that
yeah.
Shit,
amen. Yes, that's the poem.
All right, so this is actually a song.
You sure poem. You don't want none of this?
Come on, girl. Come on, girl.
You
trying
to be cute in front of your teacher, but she just dropped a whole lot of womanhood right here.
She almost made me want to talk about my poem. Like, the other poems have a lot of cursing in it. So I'm just going to fall.
Wait a minute. Can you count your curse words? Cause,
it's too many. It's too
amen.
Many.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I'm not even going to set y'all up for that.
Because, you know, I already had to pay $1,000 for now for last year. And that's cheap considering when we first started.
Yes.
Because FCC rules are fine.
Yeah,
so $1,000 is cheap from when we first started and we were live and you couldn't catch them.
I'm not going to cost you any more money. This piece is a song poem, but I'm not going to sing the chorus.
If you take a song poem, she said song poem. We holding her to it. All
right.
You gotta have to do
thank
it.
You. Thank you. This is like their favorite piece. whatever. Okay, so
title.
It's called The Understandings of a Broken Lover.
Is that about you? What you do?
It's you'll listen.
You're not supposed to.
Caveat. Sorry.
It's not that bad. All
right. If you love me, say that you love me, cause I won't keep guessing. I can't read your mind anymore. If you want me, then say that you need me, cause I won't give up on you, on us, on this love. And if I fall, and you catch me, and you catch me, I'll fall again. Have you ever heard the story of the brokenhearted? A life lived in search of love lost to fill a hole that another left behind. It is truly tragic. This is my story, and I tell it to you as the cautionary tale to why my heart needs the ultimate validation of your words, for I've been broken, battered and bruised by this thing they called love. I thought so young and naive I had found it. Love. I once believed that it was shared and conceived, like when one and another, like when God called Adam and then he took Eve. Without she, he could not live, and without him, she could not breathe. That's love. But instead, I was left open, like a body prepped for surgery. He opened me up, took from me, and left me bleeding, exposed to the world, and left like a living reminder that someone can come into your life and leave nothing in return. So if you could give me your words as the ultimate validation of acceptance, you will understand why I need you to say it. If you love me, say that you love me, cause I won't keep guessing. I can't read your mind anymore. If you want me, then say that you need me, cause I won't give up on you, on us, on this love. And if I fall, then you catch me. If you catch me, I'll fall again. See, I've been battered and bruised by this thing called love, an inanimate object that weighs so heavy on me, like God on my shoulders, pushing me down only to spring me up. But the problem is nobody caught me. I've been hurt so many times that I can't see the scars, but God, I can feel them, yet you. You are perfection, the manifestation of heaven on earth. I'm not worthy of you. It's been 6 months, 8 days, and with hours and minutes and seconds, the blessing of temporary eternity that I hope to extend into forever. But I can only do that if you tell me. If you love me, say that you love me, cause I won't keep guessing. I can't read your mind anymore. If you want me, say that you need me, cause I won't give up on you, on us, on this love. And if I fall, and you catch me, and you catch me, I'll fall again. So catch me, and hold me, and continue to show me I owe you a debt I can never repay. For you took me from the surgery table and did the delicate work that no one else wanted to or could. With time and effort, you stitched me back together, forever sealing your place in my heart. Love. You, the manifestation of heaven on earth. Your worth is more than your weight in gold. You became my Adam and I your Eve, and we shared and conceived this love. So I thank you for showing me my worth, opening my heart and my eyes, and I realized that I fell, and you caught me, and took the time to understand the broken lover.
The lover.
Right. I'll be like, thank you, guys.
Very, very good.
But you're
going
to have to sing the chorus one more time.
Again?
Yeah. I was about to say, I was waiting for that, Nia.
I can't. It's stressful.
Hey. You have a beautiful voice.
But in the show, you'll have to sing.
Yeah, she's going
to
work you.
Show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Word,
they mentioned it before, but you got to go feed that meat.
Yeah. When is the show?
It is December 8th, which is a Monday. Okay. It's at an 8 o'clock show. And all of these are free. Oh. What are they again? Free. One more time. Free.
Yes.
Randall Theater, 1301 Norris Street on the campus of Temple University.
And you know you're next, right?
Let it go on. Okay.
Put the glasses on, the doctor's here.
No.
No.
Not today.
No.
I had to do the keynote for the Higher Education Black Conference on Leadership this weekend, and the essay that I wrote was Leadership and Success is More Than a Word, It Ain't Easy to Be Different. And so I went back and found an old poem and started with that. So I think I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
It ain't easy to be different. You do not like me because I am different. You see me, you notice me, you are afraid of me. Some even envious of me. But you do not like me because I am different. Do you think I want to be different? To catch your eyes staring at me with daggers shot with everything from amazement to outrage. Don't think I want to be different. Wish to be different. Want to be this way. It is not easy to be different in America. To wake up every morning knowing that every step I take, every move I make, every thought I think, every blink of an eye that my eye blinks must be cautious and careful, bold and on guard because I am different. Because I don't march to the beat of the same drum. Because I don't follow the leader of the pack. Because I'm not one of the crowd. Because I can't be stereotyped, atypical, blood type B, no mainstream swimmer swimming a different direction. It is not easy to be different in America. It ain't easy to go against the status quo, to break through the mold and run free in America, but I am different. Yeah, different maybe because my hair might be striped in a new way. Because my eyebrows might arch in a new direction, because my nose might not be quite as straight as you thought it should be. Because my lips might fall slightly askew, because I hold my head upright, backbone stiff, chest swelled out, and ass still a virgin, because I refuse to get by America and its system. That's what makes me different. History makes me different. Lineage, line, and race makes me different. The color black makes me different. Not necessarily because I want to be, because it's easy to be, because it's funky, fresh, or fast to be. I am because I've got to be. Try to be righteous, strong enough, true enough to be different. And that's what scares the hell out of America. Simply because I am. Thank you.
What?
Drop song.
Drop song. Drop
song. Just drop song.
Again.
Drop song. Drop song.
Word. Wow. Because you can't drop.
I keep it on. I don't know what else going to happen.
Oh, Lord. Well,
the doctor. Woo! So come see our show. Like, yeah. She well is like the bomb, and we are her like baby branches. So just let us fall on the tree.
The baby branches.
That was cute. That was cute.
It's gonna be a really happening show. I'm telling you, this is a really good group, and some of the pieces will blow you away.
Good Lord.
Honestly.
Yeah.
They'll blow you away.
Woo. And we're going to take one more break, and then we're going to be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping it up with Temple University's Poetry Expo.
Woo! Yay. You was in the building.
Did y'all have fun being here?
I want to come back. Yes.
That's
up. Good. That's what we always like to hear.
And then you can dance on the table.
Then you can dance on the table.
Now listen, we have a dark session because I got a mean twerk.
Boyfriend quiet.
He just smiling. You see that?
It tells
just
it all.
Smiling.
So this is the time in the moment, things are happening, where you take out your iPads, your pencils, your ginkgo biloba, your notebooks, whatever you need to remember this information that they are going to shoot off in the next 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So come out and check out Poetry is Performance, December 8th, because theater is dark on Monday. You have no excuse. Come on out.
8 o'clock show. We're at Randall Theater in Tomlinson Theater. Randall Theater in Tomlinson. We're at Randall Theater in Tomlinson Hall, 1301 Norris Street, and the price is just perfect. Mm-hmm. It's free.
No money, no problem.
Free. Free. So come on out and check out Poetry's performance. Poetry at its best.
Yeah. And do you have a web presence? What's up?
We're at thickdescriptions.blogspot.com, so you can always check us out there. Twitter, I'm at Kanika W. And then I think we have Instagram.
We sure do.
I don't know what it is.
Thick Descriptions, just like that. No underscores, backslashes. Thick Descriptions at Instagram. You can check out my classes on there. We're pretty cool. We're the best.
But yes, that's the best.
I'm going to let y'all have that because you're on the show right now. You know, like, without no me, there's no you. I mean, I said it. I mean, 240.
The chicken or the egg?
We here together. I'm just saying, I appreciate you because you're here. But, you know,
I'm
just saying, like, yeah, we, you know.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. I hope you guys really have fun.
So thank you guys for coming out. Yeah. Well, it was my cheese. Don't put it out there since like you bought it.
You bought the wine.
I bought, she did not.
Keep rolling with that.
You bought the cheese.
No, Tiaz bought the wine and this cheap ass cheese.
No way.
These cheap ass cups.
Always trying to come for me, but that's okay.
That's okay.
I'm glad you guys came out and had fun and promoted your class. I'm glad you took a limb out there and just hopped on the table.
Yeah,
I
on the table.
I can't wait to talk about the guys.
Yeah. Y'all gave me a check on the table.
That's like my introduction to anything is to dance or sing to it. So the first, that why that was the first card, there's a reason.
You close your eyes with spirit. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
That's right. You prayed that one up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So guys, as you already tell, we're not like your average radio show. We're not stuffy here. We like to have fun.
Yes.
And like to be informational, which is why we are infotainment. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to
Queer to the Tea,
the number one queer sound promoting a community at large. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Queer to the Tea,
the number one
queer sound.
Met a woman from a foreign land. She held magic in her hand, and as she blew, five bubbles flew. Make a wish, she said, 'cause dreams come true. I said, love and laughter, joy with pain, to never feel alone again. Safety in a world of war, to be with someone I adore, and conflict with a grain of salt, where it doesn't matter who's at fault. All of this and so much more made up the dreams I wish for.